Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Gaurav Dhawanlal with the news at 9. The headlines. In Assam, 72% polling recorded in second phase of panchayat elections, counting on Wednesday. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces killed 3 terrorists in an encounter in Srinagar. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain could move into uncharted waters if a Brexit deal is rejected in Tuesday's vote. In sports, Khelo India Youth Games to be held in Pune from 9th of next month. And in Men's Hockey World Cup, Germany entered the quarterfinals, beating Malaysia 5-3. In Assam, 72% polling has been recorded in the second phase of the panchayat polls. Dhubri district registered the highest turnout at 86%. Polling was held to elect 10,909 representatives in the second phase. A total of 35,056 candidates are in the fray in this phase. State Election Commissioner Harendranath Bora said in Guwahati that the final polling percentage is likely to go up as reports from some areas are yet to come.
The provisional figure on percentage of polling up to 5 p.m. is 72%. But in most of the districts, the percentage will definitely increase much above 72%. By and large, today is peaceful except a few incidents of law and order problem happen in a number of polling stations.
Mr. Bora said the repoll will be required at a few booths in Kachar and Karimganj districts and one booth in Nolbari district. Repolls will be held on Tuesday. Counting of votes will be on Wednesday. The News Services Division of All India Radio has made elaborate arrangements for the coverage of election results of the 5 state assembly elections to Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Mizoram, Rajasthan and Telangana on the 11th of December. In view of this, the bulletin broadcast at 12 noon in English has been extended by 5 minutes and will be broadcast from 1200 hours to 1210 hours in English, followed by the Hindi bulletin from 1210 to 1220 hours. The duration of the midday bulletins in English and Hindi have been extended by 15 minutes. They will now be broadcast from 1400 to 1430 hours in English and from 1430 to 1500 hours in Hindi. Also, the evening bulletin broadcast at 1800 and 1805 hours in English and Hindi have been extended by 5 minutes. They will be broadcast from 1800 hours to 1810 hours in English and 1810 to 1820 hours in Hindi. Apart from this, the News Services Division of All India Radio has also planned news programs to give latest updates of election results from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 11th of December. A Radio Bridge program will also be broadcast on that day from 21:30 to 22:30 hours by linking Aizawl, Raipur, Bhopal, Jaipur and Hyderabad stations.
Janadesh.
Results of Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Mizoram, Rajasthan and Telangana assembly elections.
On Tuesday, 11th December 2018.
Live and balanced analysis from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Special Radio Bridge program connecting the 5 poll bound states between 9:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m.
Tune in to FM Gold, Rajdhani Channel and National Network of All India Radio.
In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces killed 3 terrorists in an encounter in Mujgand on the outskirts of Srinagar. Quoting police sources, our correspondent reports that these terrorists belong to the LET outfit. Among them, 2 were locals and the third one is from Pakistan. Police said one army jawan and 3 civilians also sustained injuries during the encounter. Huge quantity of arms and ammunition, including rifles, were recovered. The gunfight erupted late last evening and ended today after 18 hours. Meanwhile, police today arrested Riaz Ahmed, a close associate of hardcore terrorist Mohammed Amin, alias Jahangir from Kishtwar. Senior Superintendent of Police of the district, Rajendra Gupta, said that Ahmed was involved in terrorist activities in Parimpora locality of Srinagar. The winter session of Parliament will begin from Tuesday. It will have 20 sittings. During the month-long session, 8 important bills will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha and 15 in the Lok Sabha. This will be the last full-fledged Parliament session before the next Lok Sabha elections. Meanwhile, the government has called an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the session to seek cooperation from political parties for the smooth functioning of the two houses. Rajya Sabha Chairman Venkaiya Naidu will also hold an all-party meeting on the same day. On the eve of the session tomorrow, the News Services Division of All India Radio will bring you discussion programs on Issues Before Parliament and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde. Issues Before Parliament can be heard on Rajdhani Channel from 9:30 p.m. Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde can be heard on the Indraprastha and FM Gold channels from 9:30 p.m. The BJP today said that the NDA government has been taking stern steps against the corrupt in the country, while Congress leaders are busy threatening investigating agencies. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, party leader Shahnawaz Hussain said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has fulfilled his promise to fight corruption. Mr. Hussain said,
रॉबर्ट वडेरा और उनके कंपनी पर कार्रवाई हुई है. कांग्रेस के नेता एक नहीं अनेक प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस करके जिस तरह से देश की उन एजेंसीज पर जो देश में अच्छा काम कर रही है उनको धमकी दे रहे हैं, ये धमकी चलने वाली नहीं. इस देश में भ्रष्टाचार के खिलाफ पक्का इरादा लेकर ये सरकार काम कर रही है.
The BJP leader was commenting on the Congress allegation on raids by the Enforcement Directorate on Mr. Robert Vadra, son-in-law of Mrs. Sonia Gandhi. The Congress had alleged that the government has been misusing the investigating agencies. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle @AIRNewsAlerts. You can also log on to our website newsonair.nic.in. British Prime Minister Theresa May has warned lawmakers that they could take Britain into uncharted waters and trigger a general election if they reject her Brexit deal in a crucial parliamentary vote on Tuesday. She's fighting to save her Brexit plan and her job ahead of a showdown in Parliament when lawmakers are widely expected to reject the Brexit deal she struck with the European Union. Downing Street has insisted that the vote will go ahead amid speculation that the government may be forced to delay it. Liquor tycoon Vijay Mallya is scheduled to return to the Westminster Magistrates Court in London tomorrow when his extradition trial is listed for a judgment hand down. The 62-year-old former Kingfisher Airline boss is wanted in India on alleged fraud and money laundering charges amounting to an estimated 9,000 crore rupees. He has been on bail since his arrest on an extradition warrant in April last year. If the ruling of Judge Emma Arbuthnot goes ahead as scheduled tomorrow, it would mark a significant point in this high-profile extradition trial that has lasted over a year. The Kannur International Airport in Kerala has begun its operations from today. Union Minister for Civil Aviation Suresh Prabhu and Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan jointly inaugurated the airport. Later, they flagged off the first flight from the airport to Abu Dhabi. The airport, which is spread over 2,000 acres, has been built at a cost of 1,800 crore rupees. It is expected to serve more than 15 lakh passengers yearly. President Ramnath Kovind has arrived in Gorakhpur on a two-day visit to the city. Our correspondent reports that the president will attend the Maharana Pratap Education Council program tomorrow morning.
The town is recently decorated to welcome President Mr. Ramnath Kovind. The roads and the streets alongside are illuminated with LED lights. The president will offer prayers at Gorakhnath Temple tomorrow morning. He will also participate in week-long Foundation Day program of Maharana Pratap Education Council. The council, founded in 1932, is run by Gorakh Street. It has played an important role in spreading education in this area. At present, it runs 44 institutions including schools, colleges, medical and technical institutions. MS Yadav, AIR News, Gorakhpur.
In Arunachal Pradesh, Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the Shiyomi district in the presence of Minister of State for Home Kiran Rijiju and others at a function at Tato. The district has been carved out of the West Siang district. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Khandu said that owing to its large geographical area, inaccessible terrains, the State Assembly gave its assent to the creation of this new district. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, conducted the largest ever central teacher eligibility test in 92 cities across the country today. A press release says, altogether, 9,78,818 female candidates appeared in the test. Male candidates numbered 7,12,071. The number of differently abled candidates was over 33,000. There were 199 transgender candidates as well. The French government today urged US President Donald Trump not to interfere in French politics after Mr. Trump posted tweets about the protests rocking the country and attacked the Paris Climate Agreement. Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian told LCI television that France does not take domestic American politics into account and wants that to be reciprocated. Mr. Trump had yesterday posted two tweets referring to the Yellow Vest protests that have swept France since mid-November and sparked rioting in Paris. Khelo India Youth Games 2019 will be held in Pune, Maharashtra from the 9th to the 20th of January. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Sports Minister Colonel Rajyavardhan Rathore said 9,000 youth will participate in this year's games. He said, in this edition of Khelo India Youth Games, university players will also take part.
अब ये दूसरा साल होने वाला है खेलो इंडिया स्कूल गेम्स से अब ये बढ़कर खेलो इंडिया यूथ गेम्स हमने इसको बना दिया है दो कैटेगरीज होंगी मुकाबले की एक अंडर 17 जैसे पिछले साल हुई थी खेलो इंडिया स्कूल गेम्स में और दूसरी अंडर 21 तो इसको हमने यूथ गेम्स नाम दे दिया है पिछले साल जो खेलो इंडिया स्कूल गेम्स हुए थे उसमें तकरीबन 3,500 खिलाड़ियों ने पार्टिसिपेट करा था और सभी स्पोर्ट्स फेडरेशन इंडियन ओलंपिक एसोसिएशन एसजीएफआई एआईयू सब इसमें शामिल होते हैं
Colonel Rathore said his ministry is trying to develop a sports system that connects local talent to global podiums. Olympic bronze medalist Germany defeated Malaysia 5-3 in a keenly contested match to maintain their all-win record and seal a direct quarter-final spot by topping Pool D in the Men's Hockey World Cup in Bhubaneswar today. Germany finished their pool engagements with a maximum of 9 points from 3 games. By virtue of this win, the Germans joined two-time champions Australia, Olympic champions Argentina, and hosts India in the quarter-finals. In the other Pool D match today, the Netherlands beat Pakistan 5-1. From tomorrow, crossover matches will be played. Chasing a target of 323, Australia were 104-4 at stumps in their second innings on the fourth day of the first cricket test against India at Adelaide today. Sean Marsh was batting on 31, with Travis Head unbeaten on 11 when stumps were drawn. Ravichandran Ashwin and Mohammad Shami bagged 2 wickets each. Earlier, India scored 307 in their second innings. Nathan Lyon took 6 wickets. The score so far, India 250 and 307. Australia 235 and 104 for 4 wickets. Around 5,000 migratory birds have arrived at the Gharana Wetland Conservation Reserve on the outskirts of Jammu. Gharana is surrounded by wetlands of Makwal, Kukdia, Abdulia and Pargwal, where more than 170 resident and migratory bird species flock during the winter, making it a treat for bird watchers. And now, before we close, the headlines once again. In Assam, 72% polling recorded in second phase of panchayat elections, counting on Wednesday. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces killed 3 terrorists in an encounter in Srinagar. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain could move into uncharted waters if her Brexit deal is rejected in Tuesday's vote. In sports, Khelo India Youth Games to be held in Pune from 9th of next month. And in Men's Hockey World Cup, Germany entered the quarterfinals, beating Malaysia 5-3. And that is all in the news at 9. गुड नाइट.